Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Ferguson, Missouri is waiting to see if a grand jury will charge Darren Wilson, the white police officer, with the fatal shooting of Michael Brown, the teenage unarmed black man, and if violence will greet that decision. Outside the courthouse where the grand jury is taking testimony, Brown family attorney Benjamin Crump had thoughts for the police.
We thank you in advance for treating the citizens, exercising their First Amendment rights, many of whom will be young people with bold opinions. And we thank you in advance, police officers, for treating them as citizens.
Meanwhile, residents of Milwaukee are divided over whether a policeman there should be charged in the fatal shooting of an unarmed, mentally ill man. Dontre Hamilton was in Red Arrow Park 6 months ago. Two police checked on him, found him harmless. Not knowing that, another officer, Christopher Manny, approached Hamilton while he was sleeping and, violating department rules, began to pat him down. Hamilton grabbed Manny's baton and struck him. Manny then shot Hamilton 14 times. Officer Manny was fired for the rules violation, but there's a call to criminally charge him as well. And Alderman Joe Davis Sr. is asking the DA to make a decision in the case or resign. Alderman Davis joins us now. And why that request?
You know, it's frustration here when you see such an egregious act of loss of life, when a law enforcement officer empties his clip 14 times, shoots an unarmed man, and some say that because Dontre Hamilton was able to acquire the law enforcement's baton, that he became a threat. There are some unanswered questions. We put together state legislation, myself and colleagues, to actually have independent criminal investigation to occur in incidents like this. And unfortunately, this is the first time that the state law will be used. And we're finding that this incident occurred back in late April, and we still have not gotten a determination.
Well, let's explain what you mean by unfortunately, because, again, you helped put together this law for independent investigations, but your district attorney, John Chisholm, is saying that it's this new law that's holding up his decision. The law requires an independent investigation, and in this case, it's the Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation that did the investigation. But District Attorney Chisholm is saying that's what took so long.
Well, but the determination from the state of Wisconsin has been completed. It's been on the district attorney's office desk for well over a month.
Since August 8th. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And when the district attorney was elected, most of us saw hope that the office would not be ran like the previous office. You know, the family wants closure. I'm pretty sure Officer Manning's family wants closure. But as long as we drag this thing out, I think it rips our community apart. It really rips our community apart and creates racial divide.
Well, what about the fact that your police chief, Edward Flynn, did fire Officer Manny for breaking the rules? This is a change as well because of the new law. In the past, the police would often wait for the investigation of criminal charges, and then if the officer was cleared, maybe drop department charges as well. In this case, he didn't wait. He fired the officer. The police association has taken a vote of no confidence in the chief. Manny is appealing that firing. Doesn't that send a very strong signal to the community that they're not waiting for criminal charges? They're firing him because he approached a sleeping, mentally ill man.
I think we better be very careful about the reason why the officer was fired. It has happened before where law enforcement officers have gotten their jobs back and back pay, which ends up becoming a burden on the taxpayers because we have to pay out that claim. So we have to be very careful on the appeal rights and the reason why the chief actually fired the officer. And that's what the MPA or the Milwaukee Police Association is very strong about, coming in and litigating and appealing the firing.
We need to mention that you are running for mayor in 2016. And we mention that because your fellow alderman, Bob Donovan, is also running for mayor. And he's on the complete other side of this issue. He says the officer shouldn't even have been fired. He says this has been politicized. Do you just want to respond to that?
I just, you know, I want the truth. I'm seeking the truth because the last thing that I want, you know, is people continuing to refer to my city as Ferguson. The difference between here and Ferguson is that Milwaukee has been very, very patient with this particular issue. And I want to commend the community on continuing to reach out, but they're frustrated. And they're very, very angry that we cannot come to a decision whether to charge or whether to exonerate. I think this deserves closure so that we can move on as a city and heal.
Do you have any sympathy, though, for your city police? At one point at a public meeting we read about in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, the audience began shouting at your police chief, Flynn, because he was looking at his phone. He later said he was looking at reports of the 5-year-old shot dead. There's been a terrible string of shootings of young children. Your police are very busy. Do you have any sympathy for them?
It's not a question of sympathy. Most law enforcement officers in the Milwaukee Police Department want to do the right thing. But whenever you start driving a wedge between the community and law enforcement, who is supposed to serve and protect, I think you're going to get these volatile situations where everything else does not matter on one side or the other. Most of the folks that are out there who have served under Milwaukee Police Department and who are serving under Milwaukee Police Department come to work every day. They have families. That's the reason why it's important for us to draw closure to this incident so it doesn't become the main focal point on community and police relations. It has to be determined. And the district attorney should not continue to move this thing further and further out.
You issued a statement. You're a lifelong resident. When you say that it's frustrating to see this divide, it also sounds as if it's heartbreaking for you to literally see a divide of a community on one side of an aisle at a meeting and a police force on the other.
It's not good. I mean, because it takes us back to my childhood where segregation was probably the most venomous time of my lifetime. And we don't need to go back there. And when you start talking about people who are not coming together as a community and really focusing on the things that we can accomplish together, that's not a good thing for the long-term growth, the economic growth of a community. So we need to make sure that we dispose of those outstanding issues, like this issue at Red Arrow Park, so we can continue to support the family of the little 5-year-old child who has lost their life. I mean, you know, some of the things that are happening here in Milwaukee are systemic, and we need to correct those problems. And if we don't correct those problems, I can tell you we're going to continue to have these ongoing issues that are part of public safety.
Milwaukee Alderman Joe Davis. Alderman Davis, thank you so much.
My pleasure.